A tough Thursday for the Padres in New York as they fall to the Mets in the rubber match of this three-game series by a final score of 6-1. Sam Levitt with you on our Jamul Casino Resort Padres post-game show here on the Padres Radio Network. As we begin our wrap-up of today's game, we're taking you up until 2 p.m. That's when today's edition of Gwynn and Chris will come your way. Chris Ello, Matt Scraby standing by. We'll hear from Padres manager Mike Schilt coming up in a little bit. We have all the radio highlights for you. Full game recap. As always, our post-game coverage brought to you by the all-new Jamul Casino Resort. Hey, player, the all-new Jamul Casino Resort is now open with a luxe hotel tower, rooftop pool, and San Diego's newest spa. It's a VIP gaming experience like no other. Jamul Casino Resort, the player's place. Well, I feel like the story of this game really begins with what happened in the bottom half of the third inning, how things transpired with it being a 1-1 game. Randy Vasquez on the mound for the Padres. He gives up a single, then another single. Lindor goes to second after Fernando Tatis Jr. made a high throw. Manny Machado cut it off. Lindor gets the second. Runners on second and third. Ground out from Juan Soto. Brings in a run. Makes it 2-1 New York. Then you really had the moment and the decision that defined this game. And that was Randy Vasquez, who at that point was only through two innings and a third, pitching in the third inning at 48 pitches. Padres deciding to have a really, really, really quick hook on Randy Vasquez today on a day where their bullpen wasn't particularly fresh, but they had a quick hook on him, went to get Wandy Peralta to face Brandon Nimmo, and Nimmo took Peralta deep. And it made it a 5-1 game. And all of a sudden, you were fighting a very, very uphill battle today for the Padres offense. And that was the moment that it felt like this game was decided. Certainly the most critical moment, critical swing in this game. And it happened in the bottom half of the third. Just a very, very quick hook today for Randy Vasquez. Wandy Peralta came in, gave up a 3-run home run. And then you were looking at a situation where the Padres bullpen, trailing by 4 runs, had to get a ton of outs. Now, the Padres bullpen was good today. They kept the Padres within striking distance, which brings us to the other issue of today's game in this series finale and what becomes a series loss in New York. The Padres offense got 1 run in sack fly on a ball that I don't know that any other player attempts to score, does score. It was really shallow left field, but Fernando Tatis Jr., to his credit, made it happen after getting on base via a single, going to second on an errant pickoff throw to third on a wild pitch. It was very much a Fernando Tatis Jr. produced run, but the problem was it would be the only run the Padres scored in this game. Jonah Tong, who is coming off a really, really tough outing. Now, Tong is very, very talented. This is a very promising young right-hander. This is a pitcher the Mets feel is going to be a big, big part of their future. He was coming off an outing where he couldn't get out of the first inning. Today, he was much, much better. I thought he looked really good. 5 innings, 8 strikeouts, 1 run, 4 hits, no walks. He throws a good fastball, you know, has that induced vertical break, as we mentioned in the pregame. And the Padres, and this is something to watch as we get into the postseason. Now, the Padres have not been, at times this year, a great fastball-hitting team. And they faced a guy in Tong who really has, much like Nick Pivetta last night, really has a dynamic fastball that plays up in the zone. And you could see that on display in this game. The Mets bullpen was good, 4 scoreless innings between Rogers, Raleigh, Soto, and Diaz. So, look, the Padres weren't blown out in this game. Had the offense got something going against Tong in the Mets bullpen, they would have had a shot. But, look, that's baseball. Sometimes the game comes down to one swing and one moment and one matchup and one decision, and the Padres elected to go to Peralta early, have a really quick hook on Randy Vasquez today, and it did not work out because Peralta came in, gave up a home run, and you look back on it, that is when today's game really was decided. And it was also interesting for this reason, and I'm interested to hear what Mike Schilt has to say after the game and just hear the reasoning behind it. You know, Randy Vasquez has had a really nice year for this team. Now, the Padres all year have had a very quick hook on Randy. This is not new. This seemed like it was really early today for Randy, but clearly that must have been the plan going in, that if there was a major spot early and they felt like they could get a matchup they liked, which clearly they did, Peralta against Nimmo, they were going to go to it. They weren't going to waste time. They were going to, much like yesterday, they were going to be very, very aggressive in the way they managed today and the way they used their bullpen. And look, these games are very, very important for the Padres if they want to have a chance of overtaking the Dodgers for the division and winning a division, which is still within their reach. I understand. I totally understand why the Padres would treat these games with utmost importance. On the other side of that, Randy Vasquez, this guy's been good. And he's shown the ability, even when he gets in trouble, to limit damage and get outs. And he came into today's game well below a 4 ERA. He's done a really nice job all year. The point is, it was just a quick hook today. I'm not sitting here telling you it was right or wrong. We'll see what Mike Schilt says after today's game. But there's no doubt it was a quick hook for Randy Vasquez. They went to Peralta. Nimmo hit a three-run homer, and that is where the game was decided here today. So we'll hear from Mike. We'll go back and listen to all the radio highlights, recap this game, every bit of it from start to finish. Again, we're taking you up until 2 p.m. here on the Padres Radio Network, when we'll flip things over to today's edition of Gwynn and Chris. Chris Ello, Matt Scraby with you today. They will take you up until 7 p.m. You know what? I take that back. They actually take you up until Thursday night football tonight. The Dolphins and the Bills in Buffalo. So shortened show for them. Quick show for us. We'll take you up until just before 2. Again, final score, Mets 6, Padres 1. Our postgame coverage continues after this on the Padres Radio Network. Sam Levitt with you inside our San Diego studios. Again, the final here today, the Mets 6 and the Padres 1, as the Padres drop 2 out of 3 to the Mets to begin this 6-game road trip. Padres will now head to Chicago to face the Chicago White Sox in a 3-game series tomorrow, Saturday, and Sunday. Those will be the final 3 road games of the regular season, and the Padres back home on Monday for the start of a final 6-game homestand to wrap up the regular season. Padres have 9 games remaining in the regular season. Their magic number will sit at 4 at the end of today. So the Padres still an opportunity to celebrate in Chicago, celebrate a postseason berth, but they will need a little bit of help now at least. 3 wins in Chicago, had they won today, would have guaranteed an opportunity to at least, with 3 wins in Chicago, clinch a postseason spot. But now they'll need a little bit of help, even if they win all those games in Chicago. But first things first, Padres got to find a way to bounce back tomorrow, take that series opener. We'll talk plenty more about that series opener a little bit later in our postgame coverage, and of course into our pregame coverage tomorrow here on the Padres Radio Network. Before we get to our game highlights, we do have some breaking news regarding the NL West and regarding the Padres rival, the LA Dodgers. Some pretty interesting breaking news. The Dodgers announcing just moments ago that left-hand Clayton Kershaw will be retiring at the end of the year. So this will be it for Clayton Kershaw. He will make his final regular season start for the Dodgers here in the coming days. And then obviously for the Dodgers in the postseason, we'll see what kind of role he fills. But obviously big news in the NL West and somewhat Padre related, somebody that they've faced many times over the years. Clayton Kershaw officially retiring at the end of the season. So some breaking news as we continue our Padres postgame coverage. Let's recap this one in New York, how it went down from start to finish.
Which moments determine the outcome of today's game? We'll paint you a picture with our game highlights on the Padres Radio Network.
Well, the young Mets right-hander Jonah Tsang threw a scoreless top of the first inning for New York. Randy Vasquez took the mound for the Padres in the bottom half of the inning. Vasquez got the first 2 outs, but then it was Pete Alonso.
Sends this one in the air to deep center field. He has done it again. Oh, my goodness. Pete Alonso has homered in 4 consecutive games, and he gives the Mets a 1-0 lead.
1-0 Met lead, like Jesse said, 4 consecutive games with a home run for Alonso. He homered in every game of this series. Home runs were a big problem for the Padres in this series. We'll talk more about that in a second. Padres still trailed 1-0 in the top of the third. Fernando Tatis Jr. hit a 1-out single. He went to second on an errant pickoff attempt from Tsang. He went to third base on a wild pitch. Luis Arraez was at the plate.
This will be the 7th pitch of the at-bat. Here it comes on 3-2. Arraez swings, pops it into left field, not deep. Nimmo coming in, we'll see. Makes the catch. Fernando's on his way. Here's the throw to the plate. It's not in time. Tatis slides in feet first. And for the second time in the last 2 days, Tatis scores on a sac fly that was more pop-up than fly ball. It's a 1-1 game.
Yeah, it was really, really shallow. I don't know that there is another player in baseball that would have tried to score on that other than Fernando Tatis Jr., but he tried it. He scored pretty easily, testing the arm of Mets left fielder Brandon Nimmo, and the game was tied at 1. Tied at 1-1 going bottom 3. Randy Vasquez gave up a couple of hits to start the inning. The Mets had runners on second and third with nobody out. Padres played the infield back against Juan Soto. He drove in a run with a ground out. It was 2-1 New York. Vasquez then walked Alonso to put two on base again. And then we had an interesting moment with Vasquez at just 48 pitches. Mike Schilt pulled him. He went to Wandy Peralta to face the left-handed hitting Brandon Nimmo.
1-2 now, and Nimmo swings, hits it in the air, deep to right center. Fernando is back at the wall. It's going to go. A 3-run homer into the bullpen for Nimmo, his 24th of the year. And just like that, the Met lead is 5-1.
It was a 4-run bottom half of the third. It would stay 5-1 for a while. The Mets' Jonah Tong was really good. 5 innings, just 1 unearned run allowed. He struck out 8. The Padres' bullpen did a good job. They did their part today, put up zeros. Wandy Peralta threw a scoreless 4th inning. Kyle Hart threw a scoreless 5th inning. Yuki Matsui a scoreless 6th inning. Ron Marinaccio allowed a walk, a hit, a sac fly. In the 7th, the Mets took a 6-1 lead. But the problem was Mets' bullpen was also good. Tyler Rogers a scoreless 6th inning. Brooks Raley did the same in the 8th inning. Brad Gley Rodriguez threw a scoreless inning in the bottom half of the 8th, and then Edwin Diaz in the 9th inning put together a 1-2-3 frame, striking out 2, and that was that here today. Final score, Mets 6 and the Padres 1, no doubt about it. The moment where this game changed, the Brandon Nimmo home run to put the Mets up 5-1, a 4-run bottom half of the 3rd for New York. And you really look at it, after the single by Fernando Tatis Jr., he would end up scoring in that 3rd inning. The Padres had 2 infield singles, just 2 more base runners from that moment, from innings 4-9. So a quiet day offensively for the Padres. They had just 1 run on 6 hits. The Padres went 0-2 with runners in scoring position. So again, they just didn't have a ton of base traffic today. And meanwhile, the Mets had 6 runs on 7 hits, including the 2 home runs. And that was certainly a theme in this game. The home run ball, not in a good way for the Padres. Had this note passed along to me. Padres pitching gave up a season high 10 home runs in this 3-game series. It's the most home runs given up in a 3-game series since August of 2020. So this was a tough series for Padres pitching in that sense. They gave up a ton of home runs. They gave up 3 to Alonso. They gave up 1 to Nimmo. They gave up 1 to Marte, 1 to Soto. They gave up a home run to Beatty, another to Alonso on Tuesday night. So yes, the Padres gave up a lot of home runs in this series, and they dropped 2 out of 3. Quite frankly, the Padres not had that big swing for Manny yesterday, the Grand Slam. It would come close to getting swept in this series. So a couple of different issues. Obviously, the starting pitching leaving a little bit to be desired in this series, with Michael King struggling on Tuesday. Pivetta was okay yesterday. 4 2/3 innings, gave up 3 runs. And Randy Vasquez, again, interesting today. Randy, you know, gets charged with 4 runs, but keep in mind, he came out of the game in the 3rd with just 2 runs on the board. And again, the Padres had a very quick hook on him today. Went to Peralta to face Nimmo. Nimmo took him deep, and it made it a 5-1 New York lead, and the Mets go on to win 6-1. When we come back, we'll hear from Padres manager Mike Schilt. A little bit later, we'll take a full look at the out-of-town scoreboard, get into our daily awards. If you want to squeeze a phone call in, we may have time for you at 833-288-0973. Again, the phone number 833-288-0973. Phone number to call. We're taking you up until today's edition of Gwynn and Chris, coming your way at 2 p.m. at the very top of the hour. Mets win it today 6-1 over the Padres. Our postgame coverage continues after this on the Padres Radio Network. Sam Levitt with you inside our San Diego studios. Padres fall today by a final of 6-1 against the New York Mets as the Padres drop 2 out of 3 in this 3-game series to the Mets. Padres now will head on to the Windy City to Chicago for a weekend series against the White Sox beginning tomorrow. Hey player, the all-new Hamul Casino Resort is a VIP gaming experience like no other with a luxe hotel, a relaxing spa, and rooftop pool. Come enjoy all the perks of your casino fun. Hamul Casino Resort, the Players' Place, now open. Again, a few different things to chew on as far as this game goes today. It's hard to get beyond what was really, it feels like when you look back at it, the critical sequence in this game, which was the bottom half of the third. Randy Vasquez got himself into trouble, a single, then another base hit by Lindor. Now, really should have been runners on first and third with nobody out. Fernando Tatis Jr. made a high throw, missed the cutoff man, trying to maybe have a chance at getting Mullins going to third base. That allowed Lindor to go to second. Then Juan Soto brings in a run with a ground out. Lindor goes to third. Mets take a 2-1 lead in that spot. Then Randy Vasquez walks Alonso, and at that point it's runners on first and third, one out, Padres trailing 2-1, and they decided to go to Wandy Peralta, go to Wandy Peralta with Vasquez at just 48 pitches. Peralta to face Nimmo, and Nimmo took him deep and made it a 5-1 game. So it was a very, very quick hook today for Mike Schilt, for Randy Vasquez. It was, whether you agreed with it or not, there's no doubt it was a very, very quick hook. And we've seen the Padres have a quick hook for Randy this season, even though, to me, Randy's kind of earned, some trust here with the way he's pitched. But we've seen this all year. A quick hook for Randy. This was kind of exceptionally quick today with how early it was. And they went to Peralta and, clearly liked the matchup there. And Nimmo took him deep. And it was a 5-1 game. And that kind of decided the game. Padres offensively did not have much going at all today. Again, they only had 2 at-bats with runners in scoring position. 6 hits total. Manufactured a run in the third. But after that run in the third, after that single, ended up scoring a run to tie the game at 1. Padres only had 2 infield singles the rest of the game. Those were their only 2 base runners throughout the remainder of the game. Jonah Tong was solid for the Mets. Young right-hander, 5 innings. No earned runs given up. 1 unearned run allowed. He struck out. 8, walked nobody, and then the Mets bullpen was good as well. So a couple of different issues. Obviously, the big swing by Nimmo against Peralta. That was issue number 1. Issue number 2, Padres offense did not have a great day either. Let's go back to Citi Field in New York and hear from Padres manager Mike Schilt.
Let's pull up a seat in the manager's office and hear from Padres manager Mike Schilt, served up by Sin Lee Food, where fresh meets flavor. Find farm fresh produce, bold Asian spices, and gourmet ingredients at 4665 El Cajon Boulevard. Sin Lee Food, the cook's Asian resource.
We're all very acquainted with your will to win, and you're going to make the maneuvers. Can you take us through the decision in the third inning?
Yeah, it wasn't actually overly complicated for me. Didn't work out as planned, but we talked last night about this being more of a playoff type atmosphere. It's a lineup more conducive to lefties. We trust Randy. We're in the third. We've already hit in the third, obviously. We're down 2-1. We got first and third. And, there's always that spot. There are multiple spots in the game that you want to make sure you keep it where it is. We know that they've got their back end guys fully rested. We know their starter's going to be on a shorter leash. At that point, it's about the best matchup to get out of the inning with keeping it where it's at. Got a top 5 ground ball guy against lefties in Wandy Peralta, who I have a ton of confidence in and has rewarded that. And then we have a very high ground ball guy in Nimmo. So, clearly the worst case scenario is what happened. But going out, I'm thinking, okay, just hit it at somebody. And we're at least good. If he doesn't, then okay, well, we'll be told about it with Ventos and still some favorable matchups, which you got the next 5 guys out. I also trust the fact that our bullpen's in a pretty good spot and the guys that can hold it there, or which Hart did and Yuki did, and you know, the leadoff walk came out to get Marinaccio, and, you know, Bradley took his inning down. But, you know, at that point, it's the best chance to make sure, because if you think about that third, having already hit on the road, and you know their bullpen's fully loaded and ready to go, that really turns into the seventh. And you think about that regard because their back-end guys are there and available. So not to say we can't get to their back-end guys, but at that moment, you know, it's like, what's the best chance to get out of this with no damage, and what's the best chance to get us limited damage? And, you know, we got a super high, I mean, just a really good jumps off the page matchup for ground ball, and he got a swing and put it out of the ballpark, give him credit. That answer your question?
100%.
You mentioned last night that this kind of felt like, last night felt like a playoff game, but this whole series kind of feel that way too, given the way, like, you guys are both kind of competing for those spots?
Yeah, I think so. I mean, you know, listen, again, you know, we can every game's equal, but every game has a different feel to it. You know, we know we're in a head-to-head situation here. Like I said, we had nine guys in our bullpen that we were able to go, and, you know, Randy's been good for us a lot this year, and he's been able to dodge traffic. But some of the left-handed matchups weren't as favorable for him, and, you know, that inning started, and, you know, he got hit a little bit. But, yeah, to answer your question, it did have that feel to it. It's that time of year.
Where does it you feel like this leaves you kind of in that National League West race, knowing that where the Dodgers are and kind of how much of the season is left and what you guys have ahead of you?
Yeah, I mean, that's a little bit of the component, you know, as far as the going forward part. You know, we're looking to win our division, and we know we're down in the division. So where does it leave us? It leaves us right now 2.5 games back with no tiebreaker. That's the facts. So it leaves us at going out and being able to go get the first win of the series tomorrow in Chicago. So, and then taking care of business from there. It's really, that part's no real different. We're not going to try any harder or do anything overly different, but, you know, it's clearly we're in a position where we need to go.
What did you think of Randy today before?
Yeah, I thought he was good. He's missing a little bit, but, I mean, he's throwing strikes and got a couple punch outs, had some velocity today, you know, up to 95, 96. Was able to, you know, get through the first two, a little bit of traffic, escaped it, and, you know, again, Mullins squared him up and Lindor squared him up, and, you know, he pitched Alonzo tough, and then it was an opportunity for Wandy. But, you know, I thought Randy's throwing the ball well.
That was Padres manager Mike Schilt following this 6-1 loss for the Padres against the Mets today. Sam Levitt back with you inside our San Diego studios as we continue our post-game coverage. Well, if you're a Padres fan, you got to be rooting hard, I suppose, for the San Francisco Giants today, because if the Dodgers beat the Giants, Padres would be 3 games out of first place with 9 games left to play. And what it would mean is the Padres would have to pick up 4 games on the Dodgers with 9 to play. Not impossible. That's a tall mountain to climb. I mean, they would have to play extremely well, and the Dodgers would have to play poorly over the course of 9 games to make that happen. So a big game tonight all of a sudden for the Padres in L.A. when the Giants play the Dodgers later tonight, and we'll keep an eye on that game, obviously, later on this evening, and we'll see if the Padres can stay 2 out of the NL West or if it goes to 3 at the end of tonight. At the moment, it's 2.5 with the Padres losing today. Obviously, the first question there, and I thought it would be, was about the move in the third to go to Wandy Peralta. And look, whether you agreed with it or not, in that spot, I'll give Mike credit that he explained what the thinking was there. They clearly like the matchup with Peralta against Nimmo. Peralta, somebody who gets left-on-left ground balls. Nimmo, somebody they felt could hit the ball in the ground at somebody, a spot where you are looking for a double play to keep the game at 2-1, or at least get out of that inning with just another run in. You know, maybe you keep it a 2-run inning, and the move didn't work. The worst case scenario happened, and that was Peralta coming in, giving up a home run, making it 5-1 Mets. And then all of a sudden you're looking at it, and this was my first thought once the ball goes out. You're looking at it saying, okay, well, now you're down 5-1, and you have got to have your bullpen get so many outs in this game. You got no option of even letting a Randy Vasquez go out there and at least try to eat some innings because he's out of the game. So, unfortunately, it didn't work out, both those respects. Nimmo hits a home run, and then you're looking at a scenario where you had to use Peralta, Hart, Matsui, Marinaccio, Rodriguez in this game. And look, I guess the silver lining is you didn't have to use any of your high leverage guys, but this bullpen was worked pretty hard the last couple of days. is. Consider Peralta had to throw 29 pitches, Hart had to throw 26, Matsui an inning, Marinaccio 26 pitches. Yesterday, an up-down for Miller, 19 pitches, Morahone 20 pitches, had an up-down, Suarez 26 pitches. So it's not like anybody's pitched back-to-back days. But it's been used pretty heavily the last couple of days in New York. So again, whether you agreed with it or not, I think two things are true about it. Number one, Mike and the Padres had reasoning. They went with what their reasoning was, and it didn't work out. Gave up a home run. It was a four-run deficit, and then you were looking at a spot where your starter's out of the game, and you've just got a ton of outs to get from your bullpen one way or another to get through the game. And that's the way it went today as the Padres fall 6-1. Well, step aside. When we come back, we'll get into our daily awards. Full look at the out-of-town scoreboard. If you want to squeeze a phone call in, 833-288-0973. Phone number to call, as always. We've got today's edition of Gwynn and Chris coming up at the top of the hour. Mets win it 6-1 over the Padres. Padres fall 2 out of 3 games in this series in New York. Our post-game coverage continues after these words. Final score, the Mets 6 and the Padres 1 on this Thursday. Padres dropped 2 out of 3 to the Mets, and now they'll try to do a little bit better in the final half of their final road trip of the season. 3 games coming up in Chicago against the White Sox beginning tomorrow. We'll talk more about the pitching matchups in that series coming up a little bit later. We'll focus on some of the good from today's game. Certainly the Padres bullpen, to me, was part of that good. Let's tell you about today's relief pitcher of the game.
Which pitcher entered the game and slammed the door shut? This is today's relief pitcher of the game, presented by David P. Shapiro Criminal Defense Attorneys. When your freedom and future are on the line, you need the best arm in the pen. Visit DavidPShapiroLaw.com.
Oh, relief pitcher of the game. We've got a few options on the Padres side of things today, so we'll stay there. Look, Padres bullpen, and these are not their high leverage guys, but to their credit, they did a good job today keeping the Padres in it, right? I mean, well, Peralta gives up the home run. That was not good. But after that, they did a good job at least keeping the Padres in the game, where a rally or two gets you right back into it. Kyle Hart, scoreless fifth inning. Yuki Matsui, scoreless sixth inning. Marinaccio does give up a run in the seventh. Bradley Rodriguez, scoreless eighth inning. How about we'll give it to Kyle Hart, who has been good out of the bullpen since coming back up to the major leagues. You look at it, it's done a good job. 6 appearances, has given up a couple of runs. But in this series, had a 2-inning scoreless appearance. That was on Tuesday, and then had a scoreless inning today. So did a good job. Hey, kept it at a 5-1 game at the time. Again, you know, nothing that's going to really, you're going to remember from today's game per se, what the bullpen did. But Kyle Hart did a good job. A number of other Padres relievers did a good job as well, at least keeping the Padres offense in the game. Again, the issue here today, not only the fact that the Padres gave up the home run to Nimmo, fell behind 5-1 just offensively, did not have a whole lot going against Tong or this Mets bullpen. Just 2 at bats with runners in scoring position. They scored only 1 run in this game, and they fall 6-1. Let's hear today's catch of the game.
Which defensive play had the biggest impact on today's game?
He is at the wall, leaps up, and he makes the catch.
This is the catch of the game.
Gonna hang a star for Jackson Merrill.
Reeled in by Anthony's Fish Grotto La Mesa, celebrating 80 years of seafood excellence.
Here's a ground ball to the left side, backhanded it short by Cronenworth. The off-balance throw to first is in time. Nicely done by Jake.
Yeah, nice play by Jake Cronenworth, moving to his right. Good backhanded play for a guy that has not played a lot of shortstop this season, a whole lot of shortstop over the course of the last handful of years, but made a nice play on Luis Torrens in the sixth inning, and helped Yuki Matsui through a scoreless frame. So nice play by Jake, and that was today's catch of the game. Let's tell you about the Padres' heart of the order.
Let's take the pulse of the Padres and check in on the Heart of the Order, presented by Palomar Health, the official healthcare provider of 97.3 The Fan. Palomar Health, leading with heart for every patient. Palomar Health is reimagining healthcare.
Well, heart of the order here today. Not a great day for the 3, 4, 5 spots. Manny Machado, Jackson Merrill, Ramon Laureano. Manny did have a hit. I want to get to that in a second. Jackson Merrill, 0-for-4. Laureano, 0-for-4. Machado, 1-for-4. Had the base hit in the first inning. So a combined 1-for-12 for the heart of the order today. 3, 4, 5 spots in the Padres lineup. So not a great day for the heart of the Padres order. Now, the one hit that Manny did have, and this is something the Padres are going to have to clean up a little bit moving forward into the final week of the regular season and into October, certainly. We saw a few different base running mistakes in this series. We saw, obviously, that play yesterday with Diaz not getting to home in time, and you could argue Arraez didn't make a good base running play trying to go for second in the first place. Maybe two base running mistakes on the same play yesterday, which could have cost the Padres the game. It didn't, thankfully, but the Mets do something else yesterday, and that could have cost them the game. They got lucky it didn't. Here today, you know, Manny Machado has a base hit in the first inning. Luis Arraez is on first base, gets a good read on the ball that I think it one-hopped the fence in left field, bounced up against the fence. Arraez gets to third, and then Manny, I think what he thought was that the throw was going to go to third, and he misread it because the throw went to the shortstop Lindor, who then threw to second base, and Manny was out by a mile at second base. The only explanation I can think of is that Manny just thought that throw was going to third, and it didn't. It went to Lindor, the cutoff man, who threw it to second, and Manny was out by a mile. So instead of having runners at second and third, one out in that first inning, they had a runner on third, two outs, and then Merrill strikes out, and the inning was over just like that. So that was a base running blunder by Manny, and it kind of took a lot of the air out of the balloon in the first inning of that of the game offensively for the Padres. So that was a mistake by Manny. Base running was not super crisp in this series for the Padres. I don't feel like it's been super crisp as of late necessarily. So that's something the Padres are going to have to clean up a little bit heading into the final week of the regular season. Certainly this weekend series in Chicago, and certainly into October as well. Final score, Mets 6 and the Padres 1. We'll come back with a look at the out-of-town scoreboard, play of the game, wrap things up, get you ready for the series opener tomorrow in Chicago. Then we flip things over to today's edition of Gwynn and Chris. At the top of the hour, this is the Padres Radio Network. Sam Levitt with you inside our San Diego studios. As we wrap this one up, Mets falls, not the Mets, the Padres fall 6-1 to the Mets here today as the Mets win the rubber match of this three-game series. Padres now begin the second half of this final road trip of the regular season with a series opener tomorrow in Chicago against the White Sox. We'll talk more about that coming up in just a handful of minutes. Let's take a full look at the out-of-town scoreboard.
Let's take a trip around the bigs to highlight the scores that matter most with our out-of-town scoreboard. Presented by Jensen Premium Beef Patties. Always a hit for grilling.
Full look at the out-of-town scoreboard today. We have a handful of finals already today. Mariners beat the Royals 2-0 in Kansas City. A's beat the Red Sox 5-3 at Fenway Park today. Rays beat the Blue Jays 4-0 in Tampa Bay. Guardians beat the Tigers 3-1. In Detroit. We have one game going on right now. Marlins and the Rockies in Colorado. Marlins 6, Rockies 2 in the seventh inning there. Everything else coming up a little bit later on. Cubs and the Reds in Cincinnati at 4:15. Colin Ray on the mound for Chicago. Hunter Green on the mound for Cincinnati today. Yankees and the Orioles in Baltimore at 4:15. Max Fried for the Yankees. Cade Povich on the mound for the O's. Angels and the Brewers at 4:40 in Milwaukee. Yusei Kikuchi on the mound for the Angels. Quinn Priester on the mound for Milwaukee. And finally, Giants and the Dodgers in LA at 7:10. Logan Webb on the mound for San Francisco. Yoshinobu Yamamoto on the mound for LA. And that is a full look at the out-of-town scoreboard on this Thursday afternoon. As far as the standings, the way they look right now, Padres with the loss today dropped to 2.5 games behind the Dodgers for first place in the NL West. If the Dodgers win today, it goes to 3 games. If the Dodgers lose tonight, it will go to 2 games. So we'll see where the Padres stand at the end of tonight. As far as the wild card picture, here is where things are right now. Mets pick up a game on the Padres. The Padres sitting in the number 2 wild card spot. Mets now 4 games behind them, sitting in the final wild card spot. Padres losing today, they are now five and a half games back of the Cubs for the first wild card spot. If the Cubs win today, that would go up to six. If they lose, it would go back to five. And then right now you have the Diamondbacks, who lose a half game today on the Mets. They're two games out of that final spot behind the Mets. Reds, two and a half. Again, if they win today, they go back to two. They lose, it goes to three games. And same thing for the Giants, who are also two and a half back at the moment of the Mets. So look, no way around it. With each day the Padres don't pick up ground on the Dodgers, it becomes increasingly likely that their fate as far as the postseason will be going to Wrigley Field and playing the wild card series there. We are not there yet to declare that. The Padres' magic number remains at four with this loss to the Mets and the Diamondbacks not playing today. So it's going to stay at four games heading into Chicago tomorrow. But that's kind of the scenario right now. At least the one that looks most likely is that the Padres would go to Wrigley Field for a wild card series in Chicago. Of course, you know, the Padres could still win this division, but Padres got to play well. Dodgers got to play poorly, and we'll see how that all shakes out. We'll see where it shakes out at the end of tonight when the Dodgers host the Giants. Let's hear today's play of the game.
The line between winning and losing can be razor thin. Which play was the difference between victory and defeat? This is today's play of the game, presented by Bill Howe Plumbing, Heating, and Air.
1-2 now, and Nimmo swings, hits it in the air, deep to right center. Fernando is back at the wall. It's going to go. A three-run homer into the bullpen for Nimmo, his 24th of the year. And just like that, the Met lead is 5-1.
Play of the game here today, it was the Brandon Nimmo home run against Wandy Peralta. I was just smiling at Kyle Ovenshire because our studio coordinator, because normally we coordinate on what the play of the game is going to be. I tell him, and I realized as I said it, I never told him, but we're on the same page because it had to be that Nimmo home run today. We talked so much about that moment with Nimmo against Peralta, Padres having that really, really quick hook on Randy Vasquez. And again, whether you agreed with it or not, bottom line is they like that matchup. And they were going to play aggressive today with the bullpen. They liked the matchup with Peralta against Nimmo in that spot. It didn't work out. Peralta gave up a home run, and all of a sudden you had a very lengthy day for the Padres bullpen in a game they were trailing 5-1. And obviously that Nimmo home run, biggest swing of the day for either team. So that was unfortunately today's play of the game. Taking a look ahead to tomorrow. It'll be the first game of a three-game series for the Padres in Chicago against the White Sox. Former White Sox right-hander Dylan Cease makes his return to Chicago as he'll face the White Sox for the first time in Chicago since the trade last year, or before the season started last year. Dylan Cease on the mound for the Padres. Right-hander Davis Martin on the mound for the White Sox. First pitch tomorrow at 4:40 p.m. And our pregame coverage here on the Padres Radio Network from Insider San Diego Studios will begin at 3:40. As always, if you missed any portion of our postgame coverage, you can go back and listen to all of it on the Inside San Diego Baseball podcast, available on the Odyssey app or wherever you find your podcast. You can also go back on the 97.3 The Fan YouTube channel and watch any portion of our postgame coverage there as well in video form. Taking a look at the final totals here today for the New York Mets, 6 runs, 7 hits, 1 error. They left on 5. For the Padres, 1 run, 6 hits, no error. They left on 4. Winning pitcher today, Jonah Tong, who improves to 2-2. Losing pitcher was Randy Vasquez, who drops to 5-7. Time of game, 2 hours and 46 minutes. And the crowd at Citi Field in Queens, New York, 38,127. Once again, first pitch tomorrow in Chicago at 4:40 p.m. Pacific time. Our pregame coverage will begin at 3:40. Until then, for our great studio coordinator, Kyle Ovenshire, I'm Sam Levitt saying so long from inside our San Diego studios. Again, the final score today, the New York Mets 6 and the San Diego Padres 1. We'll talk to you tomorrow on the Padres Radio Network. Today's edition of Gwynn and Chris Ello, Matt Scraby, coming up next here on 97.3 The Fan.